Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
The Nike slogan doesn't say, just try it. Just try it. No, just do it, man.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com. And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
You hear it right here on Ring Talk with Pedro, number one in the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Normally, he's a very nice guy. Don't judge him from this meeting alone.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title now for better than 29 years. And straight up today, we're talking combat sports for 2 hours. 1 hour of boxing, 1 hour of mixed martial arts right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, UFC 168, well, it's in the books now, folks. Of course, Chris Weidman is still the world middleweight champion. Bit of an ugly ending there. We'll talk about that in detail in hour number two. Of course, Ronda Rousey, a winner. Some fights happening across the pond, but for the most part, the game of boxing is like dead for Deadsville for like 2013. It's dead for the year. Always around December like 12th, 13th. That's it. No more fights after the 13th or the 14th. But the bottom line is MMA's off and running. They had a great UFC event last night. I thought it was a thrill. Some people weren't enamored with Ronda Rousey and her demeanor per se, but I think that's Ronda, and she's the real deal, and what you see is what you get, and if you don't like it, well, you don't have to pay for it, you don't have to watch it. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. If you'd like to join us on the toll-free, when I say toll-free, that means it won't cost you a dime, 1-800-878-7529, that's 1-800-878-7529. Always looking for good people to spar with on the radio, folks. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, and I am the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio race, Pedro Fernandez, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Studies show that as many as 90% of Americans are deficient in vitamin D, making it one of the most common health concerns in the world. But all of that is about to change because now there's Bio-D Supreme, the absorbable vitamin D. This unique vitamin D spray quickly and easily provides a therapeutic level of vitamin D you need every day. Just a few sprays a day delivers 5,000 IU of vitamin D, the same amount recommended by doctors. Traditional vitamin D pills can lose up to 90% of their potency as they pass through our system, but Bio-D Supreme uses amazing new oral spray technology with a fully optimized blend of vitamin D and all the key cofactors, so you get the vitamin D you need absorbed into your bloodstream in just seconds. Stop wasting your money on pills and get the spray. Call now and find out how to get your free 30-day bonus supply of Bio-D Supreme.
Call 1-800-709-7805. That's 800-709-7805. Again, 800-709-7805.
Call now.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Well, we were very close. Matter of fact, the one guy gave George $1 million, and he gave me $500,000 to put the fight on. And we took that money. We both signed an agreement. But for some reason or another, George didn't want to do the fight, or the guy pulled out of the fight. I don't know what happened, but that was something that I wanted to do. That's one of the fights that I wanted to fight. More than any fight that I ever fought, I wanted to fight that fight.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm just ready to get it on.
Naha, the horns of the mighty Tower of Power. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. I don't want to be redundant, but I think that the kid from Philadelphia, I'm talking about Danny Garcia, the world junior welterweight champion, of course, his father, Angel Garcia, the Wrath. How can I put this? He brings out the worst in a lot of people, which is sort of cool. I like that. He's sort of like the P.T. Barnum of boxing now. I mean, anytime he gets involved, there's controversy, and, you know, his son doesn't have to say anything. He does all the talking himself. I'm talking about Angel Garcia, Danny Garcia's father. But Danny's 26-0, I believe, something like 16 whacks, beat Lucas Matisse this year in a fight that he wasn't supposed to win. I think he is the fighter of the year. I mean, I look at all the different weight classes. Andre Ward only fought once this year. The heavyweight champion of the world didn't look all that great against Alexander Povetkin, although he won. Of course, he hasn't lost since like 12, 13 years. I'm talking about Vladimir Klitschko. Gennady Golovkin, maybe co-fighter of the year. I mean, what has he got, three or four fights under his belt? Three on HBO, pretty good ratings. I think he came in number three on the ratings chart as far as HBO boxing was concerned in 2013. So this young upstart, this kid from the former Soviet Republic, I mean, wow, what can I say about him? I mean, he's the real deal. He does his body and fender work. I mean, he goes downstairs. He works the entire torso. He's a complete fighter. He can punch. He can box. He jabs well. His hand speed is not the greatest in the world, but he's got decent hand speed. I mean, there's not any department in which he lacks, much like the other Russian fighters that are sort of taking center stage. Like, hey, I just mentioned Vladimir Klitschko, but Sergey Kovalev. What, he's like 25-0, 24-0. Of course, the WBO light heavyweight title holder, the man that destroyed Nathan Cleverley for the title and then has one successful title defense under his belt. He is the real deal. There's no question about it. And then you've got Ruslan Provodnikov. What's he like, 23-2, and he's a WBO 140-pound guy. I mean, he's wow. I mean, a lot of people think he beat Tim Bradley, and Bradley ended up winning that decision. Of course, Las Vegas judges. But at the end of the day, when you look at the fighter of the year, I think it's got to boil down to Gennady Golovkin and or both. Shit, 1A, 1B, put them whatever position you desire. Danny Garcia and Gennady Golovkin. Golovkin is 28-0, 25 KOs. He's going to fight March the 1st in Monaco. I don't know if HBO is going over there or not, but I know that they're going to do the fight in Monaco. So it's up to HBO whether they want to televise this fight, whether it's on a delayed basis, a live basis. I have no idea, but I know that there are negotiations going on as I speak. As far as the world heavyweight champion is concerned, Vitaly Klitschko, if you heard yesterday's show, the Saturday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, we had the manager of Vitaly. They call him Vitaly. I call him Vitaly. Vitaly and Vladimir Klitschko. Tom Loeffler of K2 Promotions was on the show, and he talked about Vitaly essentially retiring. Now, of course, he's going after the presidency of the Ukraine. But the Ukrainian government says he doesn't live there, you know, full time, and he lives in California, and he lives in Germany and all he's got places all over the world. So the bottom line is, if he doesn't spend enough time on Ukrainian soil, he cannot be president according to the current Ukrainian policy. Now, they are trying to change that, and he's challenged that, and he seems to have the people with him, because I think they had like a million-man march. He's like the Martin Luther King of the Ukraine. I kid you not. I mean, they had like this million-person march, and I saw it on TV. It was just like one big mass of people. Okay, and they're all, you know, they want independence, they want this, they want that, but the bottom line is, who's at the front leading the charge? Vitaly Klitschko, the former WBC World Heavyweight Champion. Now he's considered champion emeritus or something like that, which means you don't have a title anymore, but if you want one, you can come back and you can fight for it. I think that's what it sort of means. Because remember when they did that? They did that to Sergio Martinez, the world middleweight champion. They took away his title, made him champion emeritus. And then they gave his title to Julio Cesar Chavez and went out and made millions of dollars on it. Remember that? And Martinez is struggling to make, you know, half a mil. Not making all that much money. But the bottom line is that title belt, that green title belt, the WBC thinks is valuable. Floyd Mayweather thinks it's valuable. But does he pay for it? That's the big question, right? Floyd wears that WBC belt and they honor him with this and honor him with that. And they've done a lot of favors for the Floyd Mayweather crew. But does he pay the 2% or does he pay a fat, flat fee for the sanctioning fees? Because usually a sanctioning body will take 2% of the fighter's, the champion's purse, and I think 1% of the challenger's purse, maybe 2% of the challenger's purse. So anyway, or a flat fee if something's worked out in advance. Like if the fight's going to be $100 million, they're not going to get like, you know, their 2% of that. They're not going to. Okay, but if they come to some type of stipulated agreement, it can be done. So I'm wondering, what is Floyd Mayweather's deal with the WBC? Speaking of Floyd Mayweather, mocking Manny Pacquiao this week. I thought it was sort of a cheap shot. You know, I'm not a big Floyd Mayweather fan. I'm not a big Floyd Mayweather detractor. I sort of try to sit in the middle of the road with him. But, you know, I thought this week he was a little tacky. He went after Manny Pacquiao on the internet, on Twitter, and things like that. And you know what, Floyd? If the guy wasn't such a challenge, if you weren't afraid of the guy, and I've never said this before ever, and you people know this, but Floyd, if you're not afraid of him, stop the crap, okay? Just stop it. I mean, put it to rest, okay? Sign the deal, fight the guy, get it over with. If you can school him, and I think you could maybe a year ago easily, I don't know, based on today's wear and tear on the bodies of both men, Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather, but all I'm saying is at one point in time, Mayweather was hands down a favorite, okay? And then Manny had his shot a few years ago when Manny was hot. Then Manny cooled off, right? Now Manny's sort of getting hot again, maybe with that win over Brandon Rios, or was that smoke and mirrors? Was that the real deal? Was Manny Pacquiao back? Or are we looking at just good matchmaking and a poor opponent? Or has Floyd Mayweather gotten old and got long in the tooth? I mean, yeah, he was able to beat Saul Left Foot Alvarez, who has two left feet. Okay, but outside of Alvarez, you know, what did he do in 2013? Can't call him Fighter of the Year. I was taken aback when Kevin Perry of ringtalk.com, the webmaster, named Floyd Mayweather, was he 46-0, something like that, Fighter of the Year. For what? For beating Robert Guerrero and Saul Alvarez? I mean, you're not going to Guerrero's a good fighter, but I don't think you're going to find Guerrero on the Roberto Duran list. You're not going to find Saul Canelo Alvarez on the Salvador Sanchez list. Is not going to happen. Different opponents, different world. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Tower of Power doing a little cover song here from the Charles Watts 108th Street Band from Watts. Wow, Watts. That's right, down there in L.A., but this was like 1966, 1967. Tower of Power did it in 2008. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Yes, I'm wrapped up in your arms. Gotta take me with you. Please take me with you. Yes.
Are you one of the 37 million Americans with student loan debt? If so, pay attention to this important announcement. Broadsword Student Advantage has free information on how you may be able to reduce your monthly payment, shorten your repayment term, or possibly have your remaining student loan balance completely forgiven. You heard correctly. You could potentially have your federal student loan completely forgiven, but you need to call now for free information to see if you qualify. Broadsword Student Advantage and Affordable Life Plans, a registered investment advisory firm, are working together to help you find a solution for your student loans. In one free call, you can discover how you may be able to cut your student loan payments, shorten your payment term, or have your loan forgiven. There is no cost or obligation for this money-saving information. Call now, 800-211-0448. That's 800-211-0448. Don't miss out. Call now, 800-211-0448. 800-211-0448. Or visit online at getforgiven.org.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
I'm not a trainer, but I can show you this if you like.
Appreciate any help I can get.
What you want to do is you want to take over to the man, see? And he's constantly moving. He's moving towards you. He's moving around you. He's moving away from you, all right? Now, you don't want to hit him when he's coming towards you, because what he's going to do is he's just going to push you back. He's going to smother your punches, take your balance, right? So you watch him real carefully. Keep rotating. That keeps your head moving. You have to keep one shoulder back. So you're always ready to fire a power shot, right? Go ahead now. Good. 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 Keep that chin tucked in. Keep moving. Keep moving. Good. 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 Good.
Okay.
Yeah. Tuck that chin in now. Tuck that chin in. You get this down, we'll put you on a speed bag.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
One of the truly great love songs of all time, The Moments, Ray Goodman and Brown. I found love on a two-way street. I remember, was it Stacey Ladislaw? Was that her name? Something like that. But she did a remake of that, and she happened to do a concert with The Moments, and The Moments opened up the concert, and they did that Love on a Two-Way Street, and people were booing them and saying, you're doing stage trades. But anyway, bottom line is, it was The Moments' original song, and may they all rest in peace. I think a couple of The Moments are gone, and the young lady as well. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, lots of things to talk about. Guess who's coming back? Ricardo Mayorga, 29-8-1, 23 KOs, on 18 months in the world of mixed martial arts. Evidently, he's going to take on a WBA interim middleweight champion, Dmitry Chudinov, 12-0, two draws, eight KOs, April 20th in Russia. You know, remember that guy? Did I tell you about the Vladimir Klitschko Alexander Povetkin fight, and the fact that some promoter put like $23 million up to air that fight, to hold that fight in Russia? Good Lord! Imagine if he put $23 million down, and guys like that don't lose money. Okay, imagine the money he made, because that fight was a big hit over there. Two Russian guys going at it. Of course, Vladimir Klitschko virtually pitching a shutout over Alexander Povetkin. What's Povetkin going to do? I don't know. I don't think he's the second rate or the third rate or the fourth rate or the fifth. I just don't think he's really top 10 material. I just don't see it that way. I really don't. As far as the heavyweights here in the United States are concerned, you know, we've got Deontay Wilder. People talk a lot about Deontay Wilder. He's like 28-0, 28 knockouts, 29 outs, something like, you know, but he's fighting guys like you or me. So, I mean, how do we rate Deontay Wilder when he's fighting nothing but stiffs? And then like Larry Merchant said, that's sort of indicative of what he's all about. If he's fighting stiffs, he must be a stiff. Okay, that's what Larry's saying, is that they won't test him, they won't risk him, they won't go for it because they are afraid. Now, speaking of afraid, my next guest has never been afraid in his life. Folks, he is a man of the decade as far as ringtalk.com is concerned, and I'll give you a little background on him. He's a New Jerseyite. Like one of them Jersey boys, like Frankie Valli in the Fourth Season, comes to us from Jersey. Of course, went to Arizona in 1995, ran the top-level gym for almost 20 years. He left Arizona, of course, forced out of business by the politics of boxing down there and top-ranked promotions and the athletic commission and the governor's office. And I kid you not, you think I'm kidding, go read the story at ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. He was knocked down by a massive heart attack 2 years ago, okay? At the same time, his mother, Carmen, comes from New Jersey with his sister Rosie to see her comatose son, who's lying unconscious with life support in place in a Phoenix hospital. Okay, so she spends like a month and a half there, and then her health declines, and she ends up passing away in a hospital while Joe's just coming out of a coma in another hospital. So this has sort of all been, in my opinion, the causation of Top Rank and Peter McKinn, the stress that they put Joe Diaz through. I mean, they called him a liar and a cheater, and he basically had to defend himself every day of his life that he wasn't a liar and a cheater, because 2 years after Peter McKinn bounced a $5,000 check to Yuri Boy Campus through my man here, Joe Diaz, who handles Yuri Boy Campus, okay? McKinn and them came up with a receipt, a cash receipt signed by Joe Diaz 2 years later, and nobody saw it. Nobody realized this was the biggest hoax perpetrated on the American public since the Warren Commission in 1963. Didn't nobody down there in Arizona wake up? Is Linda Bentley the only journalist in the entire state of Arizona that's doesn't have goggles on? I mean, what's going on down there? Okay, so they ruined this man. They ruined him financially. They ruined his health. They helped push his mother off a cliff, okay? And now he's going back to court. He's got a court date with the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, Valentine's Day, February 14th, 2014, in San Francisco, California. He is the one, the only, the man of the decade, my buddy, Mr. Joe Diaz. Joe, a very good morning to you, sir.
Oh, good morning. It's afternoon here. But anyway, I just have to say one little thing. It's not your fault, but the Bill Coates from the Capital Times, the oldest newspaper, political newspaper, at the Capitol in Arizona, from 2005 to 2011, they did carry the articles. And in the beginning, until the Wilcoxes got to them, La Prensa used to run the pickets that we were doing at the Boxing Commission and all the corruption. And then I guess they were silenced.
You mean the picket where the...
The only one that kept from day one and risked his livelihood, because I know a lot of sponsors were threatened and they were told to get away from you, that you were a nutcase and this and that, and you lost a lot of your business. So I know all that.
Hey, but this is the same thing.
What's the question you want?
We walked this picket line together. We're walking a picket line together down there in Phoenix in front of the governor's office, and the cops grabbed me. Remember that morning?
Well, what happened? McKinn and this other guy who's dead now, Scott, in Montano's office, Ray Scott, he was the timekeeper at the fights. They hired three drunks, three illegals, actually. They weren't even citizens, but they were nice guys, but they were drunks. So they bought a case of beer and ice. They put it up against the stone sign that had the address of the boxing commission. And they're out there with these big, huge signs with rats and my face in it and all this other crap. So in the meantime, a couple of the people, but you yourself, most of it, offered them $120 for the signs. And that was a lot of money to them because McKinn only promised them $15 each for picketing against our picket. So in the meantime, we bought the tickets, and my gym was only a block away from the boxing commission. And I went over and put the signs as evidence of what took place, not knowing that in the meantime, they had called the Capitol Police and the state police and had you all ready to be taken away. When I get back from the gym, I said, "Where's Pedro?" "Oh, he's under arrest." I said, "Well, they got to arrest me." I said, "Well, for what?" So in the meantime, they brought in one of the patrolmen, who were a sergeant. He was of Mexican background. He spoke perfect Spanish, and I explained to him. And then he went to the nearest saloon and found the three guys. And he says to them, "Look, this is jail time. You got to tell the truth. Did they steal those signs? Did they threaten you? Did they take you and tell you that they were going to run you out of town? Or did you turn over the signs? Did someone pay you?" And finally they admitted, says, "Look, we want no trouble." And they named McKinn. So when that sergeant got back, they released you, myself, and another guy from the Teamsters, and they said you can go and continue your picketing.
People don't believe Joe. When I tell people that story, they look at me like, you know, smoke some more dope. Are you loaded or what?
This is the truth. Right now, I ran 5 miles this morning with Compass. So he'll tell you the shape that I'm in. He can't believe.
Okay.
I had him mixing concrete yesterday for some columns that I'm fixing up here at one of the barns.
Well, Joe, what I didn't mention was, though, they had ruined you and taken away your boxing license in 2005 and didn't give it back to you until 2010. In the meantime,
five years.
You
19 times I fought in Mexico, Finland. I had to go to Ireland. Every place until finally Larry Hazard from the New Jersey Commission, the past, he was there for 20 years. He saw the documents that I gave him, and he said, "This is the end of this. You got your license here." And we fought. I brought some fighters to New Jersey. They were they fought on Lou Duva's card up in Wayne. So what happened? All the other states, about 24 of them, then we fought in Ohio, California, and everybody released their licenses and had me licensed, including New York City.
But
I had the Arturo Gatti fight for Compass, and this little rat that works, this piece of garbage that works for Top Rank, Carl Moretti, he was working for Main Events. They got to him. I guess they put fear in him, and he says, "Oh, HBO don't want you, your guy Compass and Gatti fighting."
All right, Joe,
crap I went through.
I know, Joe, I understand that, but I only got like a minute left. But the bottom line was, they took away your livelihood for 5 years, and you had to shut the gym. I mean, you had to go back to plumbing, and at 72 years old, you had a heart attack doing hard labor. And that's what I'm trying to point out to my listeners, that these people, these incredibly horrible people at Top Rank and with the government in Arizona and things like that, all the way up to Governor Napolitano, really stuck it to you, Joe. And I'm hoping the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals reverses all this kind of stuff and makes
us... We will prevail, my friend.
All right.
It took almost 10 years right now. Compass is with me 10 and a half years. It took almost 10 years, and we're at that point, and we're going to win.
Wait.
Because let me tell you a story. This is still America. There are still Americans here, and we have the best Constitution, Bill of Rights, and Declaration of Independence, and we're going to live up to those words.
Okay.
Trust me.
With that, Joe Diaz, I say you are the man of the decade. All the best. You say hello to Edward Moriarty for me of Supreme Court fame and my man, Yuri Boy Campus.
Hey, thank you for the opportunity, my friend.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. More slow tunes here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and of course, the American Forces Network.
Yesterday, but she's gone today. Dark cloud has come into the way. He's taken her away. Why did she leave me? Why did she have to go? Didn't I tell her how much I loved her so?
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Waiting for settlement or annuity payments but need cash now? Stop waiting years for your money. Now you have a better choice. We're Novation, and we'll pay a large lump sum of cash in exchange for settlement or annuity payments. You get the upfront cash you need and let Novation do the waiting. Call our toll-free assistance line right now and get our free DVD that explains in easy-to-understand terms how you can turn future settlement or annuity payments into cash. At Novation, we've helped thousands of people improve their lives. How? By listening to each customer with respect and tailoring a cash solution that met their individual needs. Let Novation help you too. Call now and get your free DVD rushed to you today. Our specialists are standing by awaiting your call. Call 800-541-0769. That's 800-541-0769. Again, call 800-541-0769. Simply call Novation toll-free at 800-541-0769 and get your money when you need it.
And in Ken Norton's head is that big 3 minutes. It's just 3 minutes. Don't make a mistake. We've got this fight in the bag. And in Ali's head, it's 3 minutes to put this guy away. And we will see what this 3 minutes bring, as the tempo of the fight has not changed at all. Ken Norton still attacks. A beautiful right hand by Ken Norton right on the jaw of Ali into a corner. Ali grabbing. Ken Norton having none of it. Winging those wild rights. Ali again out of the corner. Ali now moving back. Ali's got to stop and fight here.
Ali trying an uppercut, takes a great right hand to left, and Norton backs him into a neutral corner and pounds away at the ex-champion.
20 seconds left, and Ali is battling for his life. He's battling to keep himself from getting knocked out. He's not even battling to win. He's just battling to stay in there till the bell.
Well, it's less than 10 seconds. There will not be a knockout. Ali scores with a great right, but it's too late, folks. As this fight is about to come to an end, Ken Norton still after the ex-champion.
Five, Norton. Four, Ali. Judge Fred Hayes. 6 points, Ali. 5 points, Norton. Ladies and gentlemen, referee Frank Rustage. 7 points, Norton. 5 points, Ali.
Norton wins. Norton wins the fight. Look at Norton jumping up.
The late Ken Norton's great claim to fame, of course, beating Muhammad Ali in that non-title event, breaking Muhammad Ali's jaw. And that is the Tower of Power bringing us back from the break, folks. Speaking of Tower of Power, I'll get to that a little bit later in the show. But my guess is the best heavyweight ever. And people laugh when I say this, but I put it on paper when I rated the top three heavyweights of all time. I rated Jack Johnson, 53-11-9 with 34 KOs at number three. Muhammad Ali, 56-5, 37 KOs as number two. And number one was Larry the Eastern Assassin Holmes, 69-6, 44 KOs, 19 defenses of the World Heavyweight Championship. He joins us from Easton, Pennsylvania. How you doing, Larry?
Hey, man, I'm doing better now that you call.
Well, it's always good.
On your radio show.
It's always good to talk to Larry Holmes, man. I mean, like I say, I have a lot of respect for you, not only as a fighter, but as a person and as a parent. I mean, Larry, and nobody's perfect, but you know what? You're a pretty damn good guy.
Hey, you know I try to be, man. Because you don't get nothing with vinegar. You get more with sugar than you do with vinegar.
Okay.
I want to stay sweet.
Yeah. You know, Ken, the passing of Ken Norton this weekend, and you and I were together, and I don't know if you remember this, we're in Sacramento, California, and Harold Smith had some scam going. He brought us all into Sacramento. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember it, man.
Okay. I think everybody got a little bit of cash on that one. So anyway, Ali tells Norton, as we're standing there in that green room, he says to him, "You know, champ, that third fight, I think you got the best of it." And when he told him that, Norton almost started crying?
Yeah, and that's true. I gave that to Norton, too. But you know what? Ali was so big. He had so much charisma, and people liked him. And they gave it to him. But you know what? A fighter should win a fight, and he should lose a fight. Fairly. Norton won it fairly, but they didn't get it. It's a shame.
You know, Larry, when you were sparring with Muhammad Ali and like before the George Foreman fight, and you were a young stud, then Ali was coming back trying to win the heavyweight championship again. What was it like being in camp with him? Because I've seen films of you, and you're like lighting them up like the White House Christmas tree.
I was mostly pulling a lot of the punches that I was throwing. I wasn't really hitting with full force. I was doing with a lot of open cuts because, you know, I knew what he had because I was a sparring partner for 4 years, and I knew he couldn't do anything with me. And to me, that was a payday for Ali, and that was it. So, hey, I didn't have to do no more than I did.
Okay, how's your family doing? That son of yours, they came up with the greatest line of all time. He goes, "What's it like to watch your father fight?" He goes, "It's very stressful."
It is stressful. Anytime you watch somebody that you care about fight, it is that way, you know, and that's normal. But he had to get over it because I had to do what I had to do, you know.
Okay. Speaking of doing what you had to do, the 1978 fight with Ken Norton is considered one of the greatest heavyweight fights of all time. It was held probably in the greatest fight arena of all time, the Caesars Palace Sports Pavilion, because it only held about 3,000, 4,000 people. Everybody in there got a ringside seat. But man, Larry, that was 15 rounds of hell. What was going through your mind going down the stretch in the championship rounds there?
Being the champion, winning it, getting the opportunity to win it, and just taking advantage of getting that opportunity. You know, I might have said it all different and backwards and whatnot, but I think in the long run, they'll figure out what I just said. It was a great day for me, man. It was a blessing from God. It was a blessing for me to even meet guys like Kenny Norton and Muhammad Ali and places, people like that. Because, you know, you watch them on TV, you might hear them on the radio or whatever, or glance at them from a distance, but you never imagine that you'd be close to them. And, you know, I was just honored to be close to Kenny Norton and then to get the shot to fight Kenny Norton. That was even a bigger thrill, you know, and I was happy, man, that I can tell everybody that I was with the greatest fighters of all time.
He can't. We're talking with Larry Holmes, folks, the Eastern Assassin, the former world heavyweight champion. In fact, if you go to ringtalk.com and enter top three heavyweights in history, top three heavyweight champions in history, you'll see the story I did on Larry, the late Jack Johnson, and, of course, Muhammad Ali. Now, Larry, I got to ask you this. Some historian just shot me an email here, and he says to me, ask Larry what happened with Dwayne Bobic. Did you lose? You lost to Dwayne Bobic in the amateurs, but you would never even put him in the same ring with you as a pro. What happened?
Well, I lost to Dwayne Bobic in the amateurs because, you know, one of the things, we was fighting in the Olympic elimination to go to the Olympics. And what happened is I qualified to fight the winner of Dwayne Bobic and Nick Wells. And I think Dwayne Bobic beat up Nick Wells and he was not able to go. And so that way he put it on me. And at that time I was going down to light heavyweight. And lost a lot of weight and everything. I weighed about 180 pounds, I think, maybe a little less than that. But I didn't care. I didn't really want to go to the Olympics. I really didn't want to fight, go to Munich and fight. Something told me, don't go. Don't go there. So I didn't put my best foot forward. I just did what I had to do.
Okay.
And he wanted to fight. And, hey, God bless it and wish him the best, man. That's it.
Okay. What's life like now? I mean, for Larry Holmes, you own half of Easton, and if anybody has a complaint in Easton regarding a streetlight being out or a pothole or anything like that, you call Mayor Larry Holmes. You don't call anybody else. Right, Larry?
No, you don't. You don't call me. I'm not the mayor. You know, I mean, people would like to say that I do, and I don't own the city. I don't even really want to live here anymore, but because, you know, I'm treated not fairly, you know. Especially today, they're having a festival outside. And they brought all these trucks in front of the name on my patio that I can't see them band play. So I don't think that's really right for them to do that, but especially when you spend millions of dollars in the city. But yeah, they got their way of doing things, and I let them keep doing their things. But you know what? I'm not going to let it affect me. I'm just going to keep on doing what I'm doing until I don't want to do it no more.
Okay. How will history remember Ken Norton for beating Ali that first time and going into the trenches with you for 15 rounds? Is that his claim to fame?
Well, let me tell you about Kenny Norton, okay? All them fights that he had with Muhammad Ali and everything. But guess what I remember Kenny Norton doing? Playing Mandingo, the movie Mandingo.
That's right. That's right.
They killed him in that movie Mandingo with that white girl that he was with and had sex with. They killed her and then they killed him. That's when I first met Kenny Norton.
Wow.
When that movie was out, you know? Mm-hmm. And I remember even after we fought, and I beat him, and he was bitter about it. I used to say, Kenny, tell me, man, the movie looked like you really have that girl with no clothes on. He would never, never say yay or nay to any of that. just use your imagination. Use your imagination, you know, and because that's all he really was. But he would never admit to nothing. He was a good guy, man. Kenny Norton were liked. People like Kenny Norton. And I like Kenny Norton. I like being around him. I like looking at him because the guy was built up to the day he probably died.
Yeah,
he was built like he was in shape.
Yeah,
all the time. And I wonder how somebody looked like that can get into so much problem with their body, with health wise.
Well,
you know, with the accident, car accident did something. I don't know if the motorcycle accident did something to him. I don't know, but that could have probably had an effect to him down the road.
Last time I saw and spent a lot of time with him was in Sacramento. But before that, 1995, we did New Year's Eve together on South Beach for a Harold Smith promotion. And I think Harold didn't come up with all the cash he was supposed to come up with on the morning of everybody was supposed to leave, right? And there was Ken Norton in the lobby of the hotel. It was Eden Rock down there in South Miami Beach, saying to me, I'm going to choke Harold. Have you seen Harold? I'm going to choke him. Harold never got choked, but a lot of people wanted to choke him.
Yeah, well, you know, he brought a lot of money. He had a lot of money. You know, I mean, I made one mistake by not taking some of that money that he offered, man. You know, when a guy brings you $1 million and put it right in front of you in cash, you wonder, damn, that scared me alone. If he had brought me a $500,000, maybe that wouldn't have scared me that. But he brought a whole $1 million and laid it in front of me and said, sign these papers, all this money is yours, real money.
And
I didn't take that money. I didn't take that money, and I could have kicked myself in the butt ever since, you know, because that money was good and it was legitimate, and I didn't take it.
Okay, but you know, what was funny about that money, though, was that when you talked to Don King said, don't sign nothing, don't sign. Wasn't that the way it went down?
Don King scared me. That's one of the reasons dying, because you don't know where that money comes from. Don't take that money. That money is good. That money is Don King was looking out for Don King and not Larry Holmes, because that $1 million in cash would look really good in my bank account.
Uh-huh. You know what? I appreciate your time. I know you're a busy guy. I know you're doing all kinds of different things, but I thank you for the time that you spent with me. And in my mind, you are the best heavyweight of all time, in and outside the ring. Because you know what? When it came down to telling it like it is, Larry Holmes wasn't afraid to tell somebody where to go. See, and most of these...
I'm gonna tell you this, then, okay? What? I'm going to tell you this real quick. You know, if you stop calling me, I'm coming out of retirement.
All right.
Come and get you. That's what I'm going to do. Come get you. Beat you up.
Okay. I miss you, Larry.
Always call me.
All right.
All right, buddy.
I miss you. Say hello to your wife and your kid for me, all right?
You got it, Fernando. Talk to you later.
The great Larry Holmes, folks, the Eastern Assassin on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking through the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. 29 years on the radio, of course. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Hey, the American Forces Network and the iHeart Radio Network. Taking us to the break, the great James Brown.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. InventHelp has been helping inventors since 1984, with sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. Get free information of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Slick guitar, Mr. Jeff Tamalera, Pleasant Hill, California, had a gig last night. Rick Stevens got a new album out called Back on the Streets Again. Now, wow, that's right, Back on the Streets Again. Tower of Power, Rick Stevens, their first lead singer. Back after 36 years of a stay at Betty Ford. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Want to mention my man of the year. I want to give it to Robert Spagnuolo, the Texas-based manager, of course, of Austin Trout. But he's done so many things for me and my family and for boxing in general. I think he deserves his accolades as being the 2013 man of the year. As far as the man of the decade is concerned, you heard from him earlier. I'm talking about Joe Diaz now living in Butte, Montana. I take that back. Three Forks, Montana, where he's running a boxing gym back there with the sponsorship of a Supreme Court lawyer, Mr. Edward Moriarty, who, of course, is going to represent him before the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals February the 14th. Want to honor those two people. And want to mention this. Auntie Julie has left the building. At the end of every Elvis Presley concert, they used to say, Elvis has left the building and there will be no encore. Well, my Auntie Julie has left the building alive and there will be no encore. Born in 1935 on Anderson Street here in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. She was a mother of three. She was very proud of her three sons. I was very lucky to be part of that family. I got to see her the day before she passed, and she wasn't looking all that great. But, you know, that's my aunt, and she's like the love of my life. So all I can say is that my heart is broken, but I'm sort of feeling better now than knowing that she's not suffering anymore. I want to give props to my cousins for taking care of my aunt in such great care, such a great manner at the end. So she's gone. Auntie Julie has left the building. It is so very hard to go, no question about that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the Sunday edition. Yeah, we go Saturdays and Sundays right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Saturdays we go to 11 o'clock for an hour, and then we mix that whole hour, you know, we put boxing and MMA. We mix it all into 1 hour, and then we come back on Sunday with a two-hour show like today. This is the boxing hour, and, of course, Next hour up for, upcoming will be the MMA hour. We're talking UFC 168, of course, in the books now. Chris Weidman, still the world middleweight champion. Anderson Silva got a broken leg. Ronda Rousey was the winner. Misha Tate put up a great fight. It was just a fantastic night of fights. We'll talk about that and more in our second hour here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network on many of these same stations. But if you happen to leave us for this hour, you can always go to the website, ringtalk.com. That's R-I-N-G. T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com. You can download podcasts. You can go to prior shows. You can see our articles, our previews, our reviews. We do boxing. We do MMA. Even once in a while, we do some pro wrestling. But the bottom line is, it is your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. We're talking about ringtalk.com. That's R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com. Want to say hello to the folks in Atlanta, GA, listening on 3WE, Las Vegas, and on K-Ship, and, of course, Memphis, Tennessee, and Houston as well. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, TuneIn.com, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, Channel 2, and many other internet platforms. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Most importantly, I love my aunt.